This is Robert Murray, Chief Economist for Dodge Data and Analytics. Here are some of the main points from our report on February construction starts. New construction starts in February slipped 3% from the previous month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $697 billion. The downturn marked the third decline of the past 4 months, following a very strong volume of construction starts back in October. By major sector, reduced activity was reported in February for non-building construction, which is comprised of public works and electric utilities, as well as housing. Meanwhile, non-residential building was able to stabilize in February. The non-building construction sector dropped 8% in February as a result of a 15% slide for its public works segment. Highway and bridge construction starts were down 7% and were likely affected by the fact that fiscal 2019 appropriations for the federal aid highway program were not finalized until mid-February. With funding levels now set, it's expected that the volume of highway and bridge construction starts will be able to show some improvement in coming months. Cushioning the non-building downturn was a 34% increase for electric utilities, lifted by the start of two large natural gas-fired power plants and a large solar power plant. Residential building in February receded 3%, with single-family housing down 2% and multifamily housing down 7%. Even with a decline, multifamily housing in February continued to see strong activity in the New York City metropolitan area, including the start of two apartment high-rises at the Hunters Point South apartment complex in Long Island City. The top five metropolitan areas in terms of the dollar amount of multifamily starts in February were New York, Washington, D.C., Dallas-Fort Worth, Miami, and San Francisco. Non-residential building in February held steady with its January volume. The commercial project types as a group edged up 2%, reflecting strong gains for warehouse and hotel construction starts. The hotel category in particular was lifted by the start of the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. While office construction did retreat 21% in February after an 18% hike in January, the latest month did include the start of noteworthy office projects, such as the $375 million Block 185 redevelopment in Austin, Texas, and several large data centers. The institutional side of non-residential building in February was flat, as gains for healthcare and educational facilities were offset by declines for detention facilities and transportation terminals. Manufacturing plant construction in February dropped 14% from the previous month. The year-to-date comparisons at this point are for just 2 months and are subject to volatility given the relatively short time frame. Total construction starts in January through February 2019 were down 12% from the same period a year ago, with residential building down 15%, non-residential building down 13%, and non-building construction down 6%. A better sense of the current health of construction comes from looking at 12-month moving totals. In this case, the 12 months ending February 2019 versus the 12 months ending February 2018. On this basis, total construction starts in the most recent 12 months remained even with the previous period. By major sector, residential building was up 2%, non-residential building matched its volume of the previous period, and non-building construction was down 4%.